Welcome to episode 514 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and George. We're also excited to welcome to the show for the very first time Outlander's newest agent, Catherine. Yay!
Hello!
Catherine is in her first year of travel planning, and she plans everything from Caribbean cruises to European vacations. She has a passion for wellness, which is why she decided to experience Palmaya, the House of Aya. We covered this property back in episode 330 when it was new, so we're excited to hear about Catherine's experience now that she's been there. So, tell us about your trip.
So, I was really excited to experience this property because I am into wellness for myself, and the combination of it being an all-inclusive just is kind of the best of both worlds. Flew into Cancun International, and it was about an hour drive to the resort.
So it's actually in Playa del Carmen then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. And it was just a very tranquil, peaceful environment. Everything from the staff to the jungle feel to the beach. It was just very therapeutic and relaxing and beautiful.
Fantastic. So it says on here that you had a nomadic guide. Tell us what a nomadic guide is.
So a nomadic guide is given to you right upon arrival, and they will meet up with you and have you kind of go through what it is that you're wanting to experience for your stay. So setting up your dining reservations, the types of classes you would like to take, with more of a holistic approach than a regular concierge.
Okay. So, I mean, are we talking as far as holistic dining or yoga
more so the yoga
spa treatments?
Yeah, they can set up your spa treatments as well. But the resort has complimentary classes every single day that you can sign up for. Everything from yoga to things that I experienced, like a women's circle, a cacao ceremony. And I had a lot of questions because not too much is listed in the description of what those classes are. So I was able to ask my nomadic guide through a WhatsApp if I couldn't see them in person. And they would explain in detail what those classes provided and if it was something that I'd be interested in going to. The great thing about them is you don't have to sign up. So don't worry about missing them or having to, in advance for the next few days. So if you decide you want to go to one of those classes, you can just show up a few minutes early and just walk right in.
So what is a woman's circle?
So the woman's circle was kind of beautiful. A lot of their classes do incorporate sound therapy. So there was a lot of that, a lot of sound bowls. And the women's circle was talking about kind of your reflections and connections with the women. And we did certain breathing exercises. I sat down with a one-on-one, and I was actually the one laying on the floor. And there was just kind of energy put on without saying anything. And you kind of went through this experience with another woman and kind of making it a bit more of a powerful connection.
So almost kind of like a Reiki treatment.
Yes, it was very similar to that. Yes.
Okay, cool. So, and all these classes were included. What about the spa? Was that actually part of the package or was that extra?
So the spa is extra. I decided to have a massage experience, and they do offer more than your typical massages. So I actually did the ceremony in addition to my massage, and that was with the earth, with grounding, with water, with fire, and that was a healing journey in itself prior to the massage. And each massage or service that they provide are in these like little domes within the jungle. And so they're glass and you can see and you're kind of immersed in the experience, which is really neat.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Very relaxing.
Here too about a gong bath. What is that?
So the gong bath was part of the complimentary class, just like the cacao ceremony and the women's circle. That was pretty incredible. There's different locations on the property that they hold their classes. Like the women's circle and the cacao ceremony were inside. This gong bath was on a platform outside, and there's several of those on the property. This was really cool because they had the gong, which is they basically play music on it, and then they have all like a harp and sound bowls as well. But there were trees above us, and as we were laying there, sort of in a meditation, it was sprinkling rain that kind of came down on us at different times, and it was like it was planned. It was amazing. I mean, and just a little bit, just to cool us down. And then it would go away and then it would come back. And also with that one, it was really cool because there was monkeys on the property that just kind of roam free. And if you opened your eyes, sometimes they were above us in the trees. And it was just like a dream. It was amazing. Highly recommend it.
Sounds really neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So you also said you did a sweat lodge.
So that was part of something that was not included. And that is guided by a shaman. And it's a Mayan ritual with you can do with up to four other people besides the shaman. And this is really for someone who's open to some sort of healing, getting rid of some trauma, possibly. It's definitely intense. You're in that lodge for almost 2 hours total, and you really have to concentrate on your breathing and kind of force yourself to stay in it and kind of, you know, come through these different things. So there's chanting done by the shaman. They're constantly bringing water onto these hot rocks, which have steam, and it's dark and you're laying down. An experience I've never had before. I would definitely recommend that as well. But that it was something extra at the spa that you can choose to do.
Okay. So what if you didn't want to do any of that?
You don't have to. You can sit on the beach
and you can
have a margarita and have guacamole brought to you, which I did every single day. And it was amazing. You're just minutes. The resort is small. So that's the amazing thing. From the room was the pool and then the beach, and there's the restaurant right on the beach along with other restaurants on property. You can just enjoy like you would an all-inclusive resort and just relax. And that was the best part of it, is just you didn't have to do anything if you didn't choose to.
Now, I did hear, I mean, when they came, the person that was representing Palmaya actually came and spoke with us. She was talking about the restaurant options and how that they had a lot of vegetarian and vegan options. Do you happen to know if they also have like the gluten-free options as well?
Yeah, they are have options for whatever dietary restrictions that you do have. They focus on plant-based, but if you wanted a protein, you can add that to your meals, gluten-free, vegetarian, pescatarian, whatever dietary needs that you have or want, they can definitely accommodate.
Very nice. Very nice. So it sounds like it was an amazing experience.
It was. Yes.
So tell us about your room.
Well, I had a huge room all to myself, which was wonderful. I had plenty of closet space.
See, now you have all these friends that can say, hey, next time, would you like to go? Because we would all say yes.
Yeah. The interesting about, so they do have for family rooms too, with extra space. But the one I had stayed in was just for myself. But with all of those rooms, they actually have showers divided. So two people can shower at the same time, but have a wall in between you. So if two friends needed to go in real quick and get showers, it's like two different shower heads completely separate. So that was kind of interesting. And nice. Yeah. So you can do like one shower for like, you know, beach stuff, get all sandy, and the other shower for nighttime. So that was really cool. And a beautiful bed with a couch sitting area overlooking, like I said, the pool and the beach. And what was really cool is in their fridge are more healthier options than maybe you would go to for an all-inclusive. But you can opt to have them send in, you know, alcoholic beverages if you choose. But set up is kombucha and coconut water and tea options and little healthy snacks. So they really are tapping into, you know, the nutritional value of stuff and the healthy version, and really want you to kind of go on this health journey for yourself. And I did, even though it was all inclusive, I only had one alcoholic beverage the entire trip. And wow. I really tried to kind of just give myself a lot of nutrients. They have smoothies and fresh pressed juices and all the things to really go on a health journey.
So what if you're there, like what if you had taken your husband and you wanted to do all the wellness stuff, mm-hmm. and he wanted to hang out at the pool bar? Was there like a setup like that?
Yeah. So there were swim-up bars in the pool. So the pools run along the whole resort. And in two of the pools, they have the swim-up bars. So you could have that experience as well, where you're just lounging in the pool with your drink. And that's close to some of the restaurant as well. And you can get food delivered to your, they have a lot of cabanas at the pool area. So, the servers come right up to you, at the beach. There's actually buttons to press and the servers come right to your, cabana on the beach. And, yeah, you can have a very chill experience as well and come back together for dinner and both enjoy
your separate times. Did you rent a cabana, or are they like first come, first serve?
They're all first come, first serve. They're all complimentary. I never had trouble getting any sort of seating anywhere, although they were, I'd say, busy. I think Palmaya tries to keep it at least at 50% capacity, if not a little less. You run into the same sort of people. It never felt like a typical, like, all-inclusive, or it was a little busier. So it was never an issue to get any sort of lounging at all.
That is always a good selling point.
Yeah. There's actually a couple that I could have sat on, taken up all myself on the beach, which would have, I had a few options.
You didn't have to show up at 6 a.m. and claim your spot.
No, I didn't have to lay a towel down or anything.
That's good to know, actually. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Midday, I mean, yeah, there was nice. Plenty. Yep.
Very nice. So, any last words that you'd like to share?
I have a question before you start. Before we go off there. But
okay.
So, you talked about, like, next time you wanted to bring your whole family. So did you see families? Were there kids clubs, or is it like, what was that like?
So, yeah. So I'd say the type of, you know, clientele that they're going for, the kids, they market to, I was actually surprised to see more than that. Like, there were families with young children. There were families with, young teenagers. I wouldn't say there would be too much to do for an older teenager, because the kids club is wonderful and interactive for the younger kids, but not too much for the older. So the teens might get a little bit bored, but they do have the Sandoz next door that you do have access to. So if older kids wanted to go to a water park or something like that, they could absolutely have access to that resort. But there are a lot more families than I anticipated seeing. And the resort was completely accommodating to just 2-year-olds running around the outside restaurant with no issues whatsoever. There was a lot of people by themselves, like myself, just having dinner on their own, and everybody felt comfortable with that. And then there were large tables, I would say of 12, maybe a couple families even joining themselves together, traveling together.
Okay. And then you also mentioned walking out of your front door and there was a cenote.
Yes. Okay. So there's several cenotes on property. One at the spa that you get to experience prior to some treatments. And outside of my door was one that you can access. So you go out your front door and at any time you can dip into a natural cenote whenever you chose to. And it was beautiful. I mean, there were little fishies in there. Okay. And like I said, there were monkeys going around. And I mean, there's definitely creatures and you have to be okay with kind of being, you know,
are
in
you
a jungle
setting.
Are you
sure it was okay to swim
but,
in
it? But I mean,
okay.
Yes, it was. It was totally fine. There were a couple that you don't, and okay. There are signs for that. But yes, this one was open to. So just walking around and being able to go in that whenever you chose. It was beautiful. Just like rock formations and hearing the sound of water. Incredible.
How many nights were you there?
I was there four nights.
Sounds like
nights.
You did a lot of stuff while you were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did.
Was that
yeah.
enough time or would you have wanted to stay longer?
I could have stayed longer, but I feel like it was enough time to do what I was there to do. But a lot of the people I spoke to were staying for a week and even with their families for a week. So there were classes that I would have enjoyed taking that I didn't get a chance to because they switched them up every day. So something I could have experienced maybe on another day that I wasn't there. But I do feel like I was able to do quite a bit in those 4 days, and it was a good amount of time.
Nice.
So now, is there anything you would like to add?
I would definitely 100% go back. I came back not, you know, to sound so dramatic, but a different person. I mean, I really, you have to, you know, be open to it if you're going for that reason. But then again, I would go back with my family and just enjoy the all-inclusive aspect of it. The food at every single restaurant was amazing, whether it was vegan, plant-based or not. The chefs do a wonderful job of the quality of food that they're providing. And it was wonderful and easy to get to from the airport. Was, you know, like I said, it wasn't too bad of a drive. And I think that's it.
Nice.
Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So thank you, Catherine, for being here tonight,
Yay!
Being our newest member. Yay!
Thank you.
So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.